live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. And a very special edition of Q&A it is today, because we're going to spend the entire show talking about youth mentoring, because there are so many outstanding organizations, nonprofits in Yavapai County that do wonderful things for our youth and for their families. We're going to highlight them today. Our guests on the show include Daniel Levitt from Arizona Children's Association, Kristen Kearns from Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona, Diane DeLong from the North Star Youth Partnership, Courtney Osterfeld from Launchpad, Charles Matthews from Boys to Men Arizona, and Justin Corbell of Yavapai Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And in just a moment, we'll bring them all into the studio and we'll see what's going on with each organization to help the youth in Yavapai County. In the meantime, I want to welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone, that's D-J-F-O-N-E, at kqna.com. I want to remind you the big soccer game today between Prescott and Prescott Valley at 5 o'clock will be broadcast live online at prescottmediacenter.org, also on Facebook, YouTube, and on cable channel 64. That will be following the council meeting. If that meeting goes long, it will air in the game, will air in progress, so the whole community can watch and cheer on their team. It'll be Prescott versus Prescott Valley, and they'll be doing more events like this in the future. I want to remind you, too, Catholic Charities in Prescott has expanded the VITA, that's V-I-T-A, stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. I used that myself a couple years ago. In addition to the Prescott location, free tax preparation services by IRS-certified volunteers through VITA are being held at the Prescott Valley Library Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 4. Appointments are requested at both locations. So call 928-460-9895 for information on free tax preparation. So stay tuned. We've got the youth mentoring organizations coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1138 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, it's Chris.
And Doug at Courtesy Auto Sales in Prescott.
Check out our newly expanded lot on Gurley Street.
With even more four-wheel drive Toyotas, Jeeps, and Diesels.
We offer credit union financing with low rates.
Plus, find our full inventory online at CourtesyAutoSales.net or give us a call at 515-2919.
Enjoy a haggle-free, hassle-free buying experience
at Courtesy Auto Sales,
where we sell what people want to buy.
Visit Courtesy Auto Sales in any of their three locations, Prescott, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott. It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:07 in a very crowded AM studio here at KQ&A, AM and FM. But we're here for a good reason, because there are so many outstanding organizations in Yavapai County providing services to youth. We brought them all in for one day. What I'm going to do is ask each person their name, position, the name of their organization, and maybe give me 15 seconds of what you do. Let me start with Diane DeLong from North Star Youth Partnership.
Hi, I'm glad to be here with all these amazing people, and I am the Senior Program Manager for North Star Youth Partnership. We're a program of Catholic Charities, and we have a variety of educational, recreational, and leadership programs for middle and high school youth.
Okay, and next we have Kristen Kern. She is here on behalf of Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona.
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, I'm Kristen, and I am the Unit Director for the Prescott Valley Club and the new Chino Valley Teen Center, and we serve youth age 6 to 18 after school, so they have a safe place to be.
And Courtney Osterfeld is here on behalf of Launchpad.
Yes, I'm the director of the Launchpad Teen Center. We're a nonprofit after-school program for teenagers in the Quad City area. We do summer camps, leadership programs, tutoring, and academic mentorship.
And she'll be sharing a microphone with Daniel Levitt from the Arizona Children's Association. Daniel, want to give us your elevator speech?
For sure. Good afternoon, Yavapai County. I'm Daniel Levitt with Arizona's Children's Association. I'm the director of development, and I'm here today representing our Thrive Mentorship Program, which helps kids transition out of foster care into the adult world.
And Justin Corbell from Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters is the point man for this group today. Justin, thank you for bringing all these people together, and tell us what you do at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
You just made me sound really important. I really appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. I'm the recruitment specialist at Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. I do help recruit bigs for our program, and just really convey our message to these our community, and just try to get more people to serve the youth in our community. And that's
And when I started this job almost 4 years ago, one of my very first interviews was Charles Matthews from Boys to Men Arizona. Charles, welcome back. Tell us about Boys to Men Arizona.
Hi, DJ. Happy Mentoring Month.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, that's why we're all here.
That's why we're all here. So Boys to Men does rites of passage for teenage boys and long-term mentoring in the schools and in the community for boys aged 12 to 20.
Okay, let me start with the first question for everybody. I'll start with Diane. Give me an example of what kinds of stresses young people are under today that may not have been when we were kids. How are things different for kids today, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I think the whole social media aspect has created a lot of cyberbullying and bullying issues that we've never dealt with. And I think depression and learning how to cope with skills and resiliency is a whole lot different than it was back in my day, which was a long time ago.
I just saw five heads going, doggone, that was what I was going to say.
We're talking points.
So now it's Kristen's turn. Kristen from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona.
You know, I agree that, you know, social media, I'm grateful, as Diane said, that there was no social media when I was in high school. But I think, for Yavapai County, with all of us coming together, a lack of things to do after school and just getting into trouble and not realizing that they're going to be doing something that can derail their life. Mm-hmm. Can be, you know, stressful, not just to the kids as they're wondering if they should do things, but to the parents and their families as well.
Mm-hmm. Courtney Osterfeld, Launchpad, what's your opinion of that?
I would, you know, echo what both Diane and Kristen have said, but I'd also say that we have a number of teens who are overscheduled. There's so much pressure to do well in school, AP this, be in this club, Kiwanis Club, FBLA, and all of those programs are really wonderful, but there's a lack of time for kids to just connect with each other without all that pressure. And so places like the Boys and Girls Club, the Launch Pad, try to provide a space for them to connect on a human-to-human level.
Okay. Daniel Levitt from the Arizona Children's Association.
Yes, I mean, the common thread with any teenager, whether you're in foster care or not, is that you know everything. And sometimes, we all were teenagers and we knew everything.
Sure.
But also the realization that to open up and to hear what services and options are available to you within inside the community and how to maneuver through those.
Justin Corbell, Yavapai, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah, so I want to speak kind of tag team off of Diane and Kristen where the technology aspect is really affecting. And now there's a book called iGen. Some of you may have read it. It's a really great book, and it kind of talks about how this generation that's currently entering high school is one of the first generations to enter with like this overwhelming excessive exposure to technology there's research, and I'll go into it a little more, but there's just research that backs, you know, the effects of it, and that's definitely, you know, and as a you know, fellow millennial, I can share, like, with, I'm a millennial with a flip phone. I don't have a smartphone. So let me clarify there. But
he's just posing as an old person.
I really am. I mean, I'm 20. I look like I'm 20, but I'm really 60. Don't let it fool you.
Yeah.
But I can, you know, I can definitely see the effects of that, you know, the technology really affecting our youth, and that's, you know, for my little brother, he's 16, and he definitely encounters that as well. So.
Charles Matthews, Boys to Men, Arizona.
I got to push Justin's horse to one side here. He rode that in. I've got a positive message about what would actually create some problems for youth is that since 9/11 and since the economic collapse of 2008, our whole culture is looking for more purpose and more meaning in our relationships, and kids are no exception to that. The boys we work with in particular, despite not having great economic outlooks, despite not having their dad living with them in the home, despite struggling academically, they want to belong. They're looking for ways to belong, to be of service, which is why in Boys to Men, and I know a lot of these other organizations, there's this focus on giving youth an opportunity to actually give back to the community.
We have six great organizations here today. All, I assume, your goal is to help the youth become productive, positive citizens, right, as adults. Let me ask you this. Am I the only person in Yavapai County who sometimes confuses one organization with the other?
No, not at all. Not at all. We all hear it all the time. Yeah. They come up and they're like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. And you're like, yes, but no.
Do you get checks made out to my organization? To your organization?
Right.
You found me out. I've been hoarding checks for you.
You know, I was wondering why Charles' rubber stamp was in Kristen's office.
I get the confusion being we're ASCA, is what Arizona's Children's Association. People call us ACA. We're not the Affordable Care Act, but you know, it's a little different.
So. Aren't y'all glad I didn't bring in the YMCA? I heard during the introductions here, I heard some mentions made to keeping youths busy. Our area has been mentioned in a lot of national publications as a retirement mecca. Mm. How does that hurt in regards to working with youth? Let me start with Diane. Does it give them fewer things to do? Does it make them feel like there's no future for them here?
You know, that's kind of that age-old question. I think there are plenty of things to do for youth, but it may not be what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hear about the retirement, you know, segment, and obviously they bring really good things into our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we can't lose sight of the fact that we need to focus on families,
mm-hmm.
not just one
right.
segment. And we need to continually build resources for our youth. And it's so exciting that Chino's going to have a Boys and Girls Club. I mean, that makes us all excited because everything that we do is only one piece of the puzzle. We need all of us doing a lot of different things.
Diane, thanks for providing my segue to Kristen. Tell us about the upcoming Chino Valley Boys and Girls Club.
Well, Chino Valley is going fabulously. We have about a half a dozen teens committed that come every day, and we have about 15 that come on Fridays. Because if you don't know, Chino Valley High School does not have school on Fridays,
right.
And they immediately saw an increase in teen pregnancy when that happened. So to know that we can be there for those teens and continue providing them guidance and fun things to do and keeping their life on the path is great. Mm-hmm. Chino Valley to the town and all the families in the community are really excited to have us and have been very, very supportive and coming forth and what can we do, how can we do this, and let's make it successful. So it's been really great.
Does anyone else want to pitch in on the teens' future versus a retirement mecca image here? Courtney?
Yeah. So the youth risk assessment survey that's done every like 3 or 4 years here did show that Yavapai County teens feel like they are not welcome in Prescott as a community. And whether or not that's true, that is their perception.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at a much higher rate than the national average. And our teens say that to us. We're not welcome on the courthouse square. We're not welcome in the mall. We're not welcome in places where teens have previously occupied as a commons ground.
Sure.
So I definitely think that is a perception that they have. We work really hard at helping reframe that. Look at all these volunteers who come to the launch pad to help, who are community members. They do want you here. Prescott is a place for teens. So it feels like a battle.
And Courtney, your organization says the tagline is Teens for Teens. What's that mean?
By Teens for Teens means that we have teens in every leadership position at the launch pad. My raise is voted on by teens, for example. So we have 8 teens on our board of directors. We have teens running clubs. We have teens helping design our new space that we're looking to move into. So they really have a very, very central voice in every single thing we do.
I just noticed this room is laid out like my old school's playground. Boys on one side, girls on the other. Guys, you have any response to what you've heard so far?
I just wanted to add and give an invite to the senior population within inside our community and realize how much you have to offer to bridge that gap. Get out on the trails, you know, teach a biking skill. You know, basic stuff as far as opening a bank account has been a direction that some of our mentors have helped that our kids just weren't aware of, and you know, it's a voice for them to bounce ideas off of and to share the knowledge that you have by all the experience that you've lived through.
Justin?
I just thought, what a great day to wear deodorant. You know, make sure. sorry. On a serious note, I would say, you know, definitely, you know, a goal. I as a big brother of a kid who's 16 years old, one of my goals is to help make things, you know, relevant for him in this community and helping him to see, like, yeah, like there is opportunity for you outside of high school and also helping him break those stigmas that we're talking about with these teens and really helping them be successful. So that's kind of my mission.
Charles, I saw you nodding your head to some of these statements here.
Well, in particular, I think one of the things that we can do even more of in Prescott is just the realization that we're all in this together, that there aren't, we don't need to be broken up by generational divides. And something that, you know, I work as an executive director, I work less and less directly with the boys and more with the mentors. And something that's given me joy now is having these retired guys come up to me and say, you know what, I was sitting in my rocking chair in front of the television, and I thought, wait a minute, there's got to be more.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the guys who are now on our board or are mentoring it every weekend. So there's a lot of crossover, and we're in this together. Let's have a good time with it.
And here I was, you know, painting this area as retirement mecca, and yesterday in the Arizona Republic, there was a column saying, Arizona doesn't do enough to keep its older people busy. And I wanted to tell the columnist, you've never been to Yavapai County.
Yes.
Where would this community be without all the retired and older volunteers? Anybody want to pitch in?
Well, we go, the boys, we take them on hikes where the trails have been built by the Over the Hill Gang.
Yeah.
Which is
amazing. Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, I read that column and I thought, where is she living where older people have nothing to do? I mean, you ought to come up to Prescott and Prescott Valley and Chino Valley and see all the things going on. I mean, it's wonderful what they do for the community. And we're going to expound on that in just a moment after a break on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KAQNA.com. Don't go away.
Honey, you know I don't want to tell you how to parent.
But
I heard you last night encouraging Josh to go to tech school.
Mountain Institute, JTED.
Josh, he's a very smart boy and a four-year degree.
He can still go to college. These are high school electives with college credit.
Going to vocational school just seems...
Mountain Institute is not Grandpa's vocational school.
I'm not judging, but... Cooking?
Culinary arts, yes. But also robotics, sports medicine, welding, nursing, aviation.
Well, I don't want to tell you what to do.
Plus, he can graduate high school trained and certified in a real skill.
Okay, maybe I do want to tell you what to do. You know, I was not born yesterday.
You can say that again.
Oh.
Mom, employers can't fill millions of high-paying jobs because high school and college graduates don't have the skills.
Well, that's just crazy. Why wouldn't you encourage him to go to Mountain Institute? That's a no-brainer.
I am.
Well, I'm glad I helped you figure that out.
Me too.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, I don't think so.
Mountain Institute. Get trained, get certified, get hired. Enroll now at mijted.net.
This is Tom Dolan of Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
With eyes as unique as yours, you need options. At Nationwide Vision, we've been Arizona's eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses to fit your vision needs. You can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals, now also serving Arizona in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:23 with Diane DeLong from North Star Youth Partnership, Kristen Kearns from Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona, Courtney Osterfeld of Launchpad, Daniel Levitt from the Arizona Children's Association, Justin Corbell from Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters, and Charles Matthews from Boys to Men Arizona. First, let's go down the line, explain exactly where your facility is located. Diane?
We are part of Catholic Charities, and our office is 434 West Gurley in Prescott, although we do have programming in Maricopa County and Coconino.
And that's also where the free tax assistance is going on, too.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for that.
Tax season.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And Kristen?
We have three clubs. We have one in Prescott that's just about southeast of the courthouse. We have one in Prescott Valley that's by Mountain Valley Park, and the new one just opened 2 weeks in Chino Valley that's part of the community center there in Chino.
And Courtney, tell us, where is Launchpad?
We have two buildings that are right on the corner of Sheldon and Grove. We lease our buildings from Prescott College, so we're right there on their campus.
Mm-hmm. Daniel?
We just moved into our fabulous new building in last August, 1055 Riz Street, right across from the high school, and we provide services from Black Canyon all the way to Seligman and everywhere in between.
And that's for the Arizona Children's Association. Justin, tell us about why BBBS.
We are located on the south shore of Willow Lake on 3208 Lakeside Village Drive, kind of by Homeco over in that area.
And Charles, Boys to Men, Arizona?
We're a distributed organization. We have an office, but you can find us most easily at boystomenaz.org. And we've got school-based programs at PHS, Mile High Middle School, Mountain Oak, North Point, Pace Academy, and we're pleased to announce that, as we speak, the second mentoring circle at Red Rock High School is happening.
Very nice. Now, Justin Corbell went to the trouble of contacting these people before today's show and getting individual questions tailored to the organization. Mm-hmm. So, Justin, I'll start with you. Why does the need continue to grow for mentors?
Well, I mean, despite the obvious that Prescott's growing, that our communities are expanding out, despite all these different things, I just want to really continue to expand on you know, like we said, the technology and how it's impacting our youth. I mean, that's a really, really critical thing. You know, especially I would say the need for men, and Charles will definitely attest to this as well. The need for men is I would say very, very high. You know, and getting men involved is really difficult. So and there's just more and more, you know, young boys that I've seen in our program that are just needing this mentorship, as well as women. There's definitely some women, you know, need for women too. You know, those are the most obvious things I would state.
Okay. Courtney, what types of teens come to the launch pad?
All teens come to the launch pad. So the launch pad is for all teens in the Quad City area. We have teens who are involved in Kiwanis and FBLA and all those leadership programs. They come to our internship program and participate in that. We have musicians who host their own music shows. We have artists who join art clubs. We have athletic kids who join our CrossFit Teens Club. So we really, truly have a huge gamut of teens with all different types of interests.
Daniel, what kind of children benefit, or what do children in the Arizona Children's Association, how do they benefit from mentorship?
We want to make a positive connection for the kids as well as for the providers. We want everyone to succeed. We train people to their comfort level and make sure that they're well-equipped to deal with anything that may come their way so they can have a consistent, growing relationship with the individual that they're placed with. And if my organization isn't a good fit, you know, it's partnering with the people in this room, the people in our community, so you can succeed.
Mm-hmm. Charles, we've mentioned that we need more men in these organizations to mentor. What can a mentor expect to get out of the experience?
Yeah, especially an adult male mentor. One of the things that men have been taught to believe is that they're not good at relationships. They're not good at doing anything other than working and providing. So being a mentor, and for Boys to Men, it's a group mentor situation. So it's not a one-on-one match. So it's a little bit of, it's sort of mentoring with training wheels and a lot of support from the other men. But what the men tell me they get out of it is that sense of purpose, that sense of belonging. We call it a tribe, and it's a way to be a part of the community and feel useful and meaningful.
And you know, we need a positive association with the term tribe these days, don't we? I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And Kristen, tell me about your programs at Boys and Girls Club.
Well, we have after-school programs, and what's really great is we are focused on group mentoring. So the groups all break out, and they have their group name, and they go throughout the day rotating out through different programs that could be based off of Money Matters, which teaching them how to open a checking account, how to write a check, how to balance a checkbook, how to save for college, to you know, simple things like we have our mountain bike program that's starting out in Prescott. And we just have such a wonderful variety of things that all the kids can do. And there are times when we break the kids out. We may have six-year-olds that are hanging out with 12-year-olds so they can see how a 12-year-old behaves and prepare themselves for that transition as they grow up and what's expected of them.
Diane DeLong with North Star Youth Partnership. Tell us about the Girl Talk program.
Girl Talk is one of our two mentoring programs. It's a weekly mentoring program for middle school girls led by high school girls and college girls that we train. It's a safe place for them to come, a place where they can belong. We have various sites. We have one at Heritage Middle School, Glassford Hill Middle School, and Granite Mountain Middle School. And then we have a couple spots up in Flagstaff. But each week there's a lesson and discussion. It could be something like respecting the environment, cyberbullying, relationships, organic eating, depression. It runs the gamut of topics. And then we have an activity, and sometimes they just also want to do like something fun, like a craft or an art project. So it's kind of a dual layer mentoring program, because although the girls are there to mentor the middle school girls, the high school and college girls get as much out of the program as the middle school girls.
I've got to be a dorky dad here, because my oldest daughter went through it and just loved it, and my youngest currently is in it, and they just enjoy when I pick them up after the activity on Wednesday. They are just like, and we talked about this, and we just sat and we like listened to the radio and we knitted and we talked about girls that went like, you know, and it's not just about
that. Sounds like the retirement
community. No, it did, but it was like, you know, yeah. I think she said, yeah, I really didn't care too much, but we just talked about like topics, and it's been super positive. So thank you
for that paid endorsement.
You said something really important there, Daniel, and all of us pitch in here very briefly. Tell us the important part of mentoring, sometimes just to be there to listen. Diane?
It's and I've seen this over and over, because we get a mixture of kids. They're not all the straight A students, but they're not all the at risk. But when they're there together, they have a place to belong, and they leave that other stuff at the door, mm-hmm. because in that room they're equal.
Yeah.
And that's vital.
Anybody else want to pitch in on that note?
Good.
Yeah, well, this is Charles from Boys to Men, and I want to pitch in here, because our motto is listen, accept, and encourage. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing with the teens. They get told what to do plenty of places, school teachers, parents, POs, doctors, caseworkers, whatever. So our job is just to say, what's going on, and how does that make you feel?
Justin, your organization, Yavapai Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you have bigs and littles. You're obviously a big. One of your members, Nancy Hammerly,
yes.
told me last month that she has, a 12-year-old mm-hmm. little, and sometimes it's amazing how much she needs Nancy to just listen and just to give her wisdom and not be judgmental, because they want to learn, don't they?
Well, when you think about it, DJ, I mean, you know, the vast majority of kids that we serve come from, you know, in all honesty, some pretty broken homes. And so, you know, they're lacking. I mean, I can share, you know, my little brother is in that boat where, you know, his home is not necessarily, and he just needs someone to listen to him, like you said. And also, I really try to make things relevant for him. And just, you know, I think that's really important for our youth, is just making things relevant for them and making it a value. And I think as a big, I feel like I'm able to do that, really.
So. One more question before we go to news, and I'll just ask anybody who wants to respond to do so. How often do you hear your older mentors, maybe grandparents or people with an empty nest who are helping young people, how often do you hear them saying, they're making me feel young again? Anybody?
Yes.
For sure.
All the time.
Yeah, it's got to take you back to, because you're reliving the concerns they had mm-hmm. as a young person, aren't you? It's easy to forget those, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and just like playing, you know, playing a game, because mm-hmm. you're there for them. So then this teen says, I want to do this thing that maybe requires more imagination than they normally utilize. Mm-hmm. They're going to do it for them, and all of a sudden they're filled with energy and joy. And,
mm-hmm. and it doesn't have to be, consistency is the major key.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not looking at Disneyland ads or, you know, everything, every time doesn't have to be a special event. It's, hey, Thursday, I'm getting together with so-and-so, and whatever we do is going to be fabulous.
And before I cut for the news break, let me ask you a one-word answer, either yay or nay. What is your instant reaction when I say social media?
Nay. Nay.
Yay. Within the right context.
Indeed. That's what I keep hearing.
I'm millennial here. I don't have social media. I don't do that. I have a flip phone, man. Come on.
You know, I think I wear two hats. Sometimes you do the fundraising, and on the fundraising side, we're yay. We want people to know what we're doing. But on the program side, as I'm working with the kids, I don't want them sucked into that. I want them to connect with me and connect in the real world versus what negative thing might be said on Facebook.
You know, when I was a little kid, my grandparents used to tell me the exact same thing about this newfangled thing called television. And on that note, we are going to take a break for News with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world. Thank you, Diane. To KQ&A.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
If you've got a project or a question or a dilemma,
it's Rosie on the House to the rescue.
Thank you for taking my call.
Celebrating 30 years of educating, entertaining, and protecting you.
About your house, home, castle, or cabin,
you can create a sustainable, hardscape, landscaped outdoor living area and have the best of both worlds. We'll tell you how. From stars in the sky to trees in the ground, we're your Saturday morning happy place.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
This is it. The new year kickoff that's setting the bar high for 2018.
20% off MSRP on remaining 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedans.
Up to 18% off MSRP on remaining 2017 Santa Fe Sport SUV.
0% APR available on most new Hyundai models.
Finlay Hyundai is setting markdowns on every new 2017 Hyundai car, truck, and SUV left in stock.
Save up to $5,000 in combined dealer discounts on a 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedan starting at $18,755. Save up to $8,603 in total combined dealer discounts on a 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport 2.4L SUV.
All backed by an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty.
That's Hyundai Assurance.
Finlay Hyundai is moving out all remaining 2017 models at incredible discounts. Get yours now before they're all gone.
Finlay Hyundai Prescott
at FinlayHyundaiPrescott.com and 928-771-6950. Thank you for voting as Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award. Closed on Sundays to spend time with our families.
Offers on proof credit plus tax title license, $495 dock fees, and dealer installed accessories. Must qualify for all rebates and discounts. Sale offers cannot be combined.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Region Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Four drug arrests have been made at a Prescott Valley motel. Last Friday morning, Prescott Valley Police responded to the America's Best Motel on Highway 69 to assist the fire department with a pregnant woman who had passed out in the lobby. The woman, 36-year-old Prescott Valley resident Brandy Beck, had been staying at the motel. When police and fire personnel arrived, Beck was no longer in the lobby.
Police officers and firefighters went to the room to check her welfare. After knocking on the door for approximately 3 minutes with no response, the motel's management was asked to open the door of the room. Along with Beck, they found three other people inside.
Prescott Valley Police Sergeant Jason Kaufman describes what the officers found in the room.
Two glass pipes with burnt residue, as well as some white crystalline residue in plain view on a dresser. A search turned up 13 grams of heroin, $1,500 in street value, 1 gram of methamphetamine, $100 in street value, various glass pipes used for smoking methamphetamine and heroin.
Police also found a handgun and more than $200 in cash. 24-year-old Aaron Diaz Moreno, 29-year-old Adden Diaz Moreno, and 34-year-old Alisa Hunt have all been arrested on possession charges. All three suspects are listed as transients. Beck was taken into custody on those same charges after she was medically cleared from the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The man who was shot and killed in Chino Valley Saturday night has been identified.
Before 9 p.m., a man in a pickup truck drove onto property on Varmint Road unannounced. 58-year-old Parker resident Delton Griffith's vehicle became stuck in a garden area. When the resident and another man, both 48 years old, went to check on Griffith, he fired at least one shot at them. The two men returned fire and struck Griffith, killing him. Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies found the dead man inside the truck, which was still parked on the property. An autopsy is expected in the next few days. By way of a toxicology test, Sheriff's Office detectives hope to determine if Griffith was impaired in any way. No arrests have been made, and the investigation is ongoing. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear skies and winds about 7 miles an hour in the forecast until Thursday. Expect an overnight low of 24 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 57 tomorrow and a high of 55 on Thursday. 27 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 63 and a high on Thursday of 64. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hey folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Are you thinking about installing a new heating and cooling system? We offer quality, constant comfort, day and night heating and cooling equipment. We perform complete load calculations during our visit and offer you options that fit the best equipment to your home and your budget. Call today for a free in-home estimate, 458-8177. Ask about our winter special. Visit pvhac.com. Follow us on Facebook. No gimmicks, just constant comfort, day and night. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fulfill your New Year's resolution by getting the car you've always wanted. The brand new 2018 Toyota Camry transports you to the future with its enigmatic design. The greatness of the 2018 Camry goes beyond the bewitching exterior. Camry XSE's available panoramic glass roof with front power tilt slide moonroof allows for twice the light of a traditional moonroof. The interior is a practical and stylish cabin with an unrivaled attention to detail. Smart Tech helps keep you safe in the new 2018 Camry. This standard comprehensive suite of six advanced safety features helps keep you out of harm's way. Lease an all-new 2018 Camry LE for $219 per month for 36 months, or 0.9% for 60 months. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott Quad City Business News 2017 Best Business Automotive Dealership Award. We are closed on Sundays to spend time with our families, so shop online anytime at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on credit. Must finance Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $495 documentation. Please lease swap 2532 for 36 months with $1,999 signed. Secured deposit away. Monthly payment for $1,000 financials, 0.9% for 60 months, equals $17.05. Offer expires 131-2018.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:42 during Youth Mentoring Month. We're honoring that today on Q&A. We have Diane DeLong from the North Star Youth Partnership, Kristen Kearns from Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona, Courtney Osterfeld from Launchpad, Daniel Levitt from the Arizona Children's Association, Justin Corbell, Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters, and Charles Matthews from Boys to Men Arizona. And because this is Youth Mentoring Month, now I'm going to put everybody else in charge here of counting all the wherefores and therefores and whereases. But we're going to have Justin Corbell read this proclamation.
Read the whole thing? All right. So, whereas volunteerism has dropped to a 10-year low in 2014 to 25.4% of the total population, and that's from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, whereas one in three people will grow up without... Just counting. Whereas one in three people grew up without having a mentor. Whereas 38% of children in Arizona and 35% of children in the U.S. are living in single-parent households. Whereas Arizona ranked 44th in the U.S. in 2016 for overall poverty rate and 43rd in the nation for amount of children living in poverty. Whereas youth mentorship can lead to higher graduation rates, improved behavior, boosted self-esteem, and a decreased likelihood of initiated drug use and alcohol use. Whereas health benefits of mentoring have been proven, and whereas adults who regularly serve others or a larger cause are more likely to have lower blood pressure and a longer lifespan, pretty great. People who volunteer tend to have, I already read that, whereas participants feel a sense of fulfillment and a stronger connection to their community when they become a volunteer, whereas vulnerable youth who have been mentored are 90% more likely to become mentors in the future than those without, whereas residents are encouraged to take advantage of the many youth mentors opportunities available in order to create shared opportunities for learning and growth.
Yeah.
He got through it. There we go. I counted 11 whereases. It's like going, to a county board of supervisors meeting. You mentioned the difficulties that some of the youth face. Let me ask each of you where these kids come from who are associated with your group. Where do you find these kids? Diane, with North Star Youth Partnership?
Our programs are primarily school-based, so they come to us either through a recruitment or referral process. And other programs, we have an open enrollment, so through the schools.
Kristen, Boys and Girls Clubs?
They come to us from everywhere. We have kids from all walks of life. We have some that are in the shelters. We have some that are foster care, some from dual parent households, some from single. And these parents are just looking for places for their kids and teens to be after school. And what's really nice about Boys and Girls Club, and I think all these wonderful organizations, is when these kids come into our organizations, their labels come off. They're not from a single parent home. They're not a foster kid. They're not a homeless kid. They are a kid that is wanting some time, and we all provide that.
Cool. Courtney with a launch pad.
We have teens from all over the area. We have, through our tutoring and our academic mentorship program, because we have a partnership with PUSD, we get teens who are referred to us. But other than that, teens just vote with their feet. They walk through our door. They have their parents drop them off. They're from Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Prescott, all over the place.
Daniel Levitt with Arizona Children's Association.
All those bases that were covered just before me, but also as well as our kinship program, where grandparents or maybe an aunt or an uncle are put into a situation to where they are the primary caregiver. We're giving them support as well.
Mm-hmm. Justin with YBBBS.
I want to tie into Kristen's comment because the term at risk has been a very common term used, and we're kind of trying to stray away from that, you know, at least the Big Brothers Big Sisters, and say at hope, because these kids have so much hope inside of them. We get a lot of our kids from referrals, from schools, sometimes therapists, parents, you know, the list goes on. So.
Mm-hmm. Charles, Boys to Men Arizona.
Well, in National Mentoring Month, we got to say that every kid can benefit from a relationship with an adult outside their family. There's no doubt. I was raised in Jerome, Arizona, and I had multiple what you would call them informal mentors. Boys to Men primarily serve, well, we serve boys, again, ages 12 to 20 when they graduate from high school. And we're looking to rebuild a culture where men are actively involved in the lives of all boys in the community, getting back to, you know, basically solving modern problems with ancient techniques, sitting around the fire, doing mentoring, doing rites of passage.
Anybody wants to pitch in to answer this, feel free. What is the role? I mean, how difficult is it for you to work with the kids when they are attached to their cell phones? Anybody want to pitch in?
Sure. It is difficult, and so we decided to head that challenge off, but we have a mandatory unplug time. So for 30 minutes, the first 30 minutes at the launch pad, nobody's allowed to be on their phone when they sign in, or gaming or anything like that. And they throw a fit about it, but then lo and behold, they get involved in like art or something cool.
Yep.
And suddenly 2 hours goes by and they forgot about their phone and they forgot about the game and they're having fun with their peers.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to pitch in on that note?
I'll share. So before I worked at Big Brothers Big Sisters, I worked at Chapel Rock, Cami Conference Center, and then Courtney knows this because she came there for one day. And one of the coolest things I ever got to see was these kids, and they're getting out of their element. I'm taking them on a hike, right? And these kids are so connected to their technology. Take them on a hike and you get to see them open up to a whole different world that is completely, you know, they never got to see. And as a big brother, taking my little brother on a hike, it's the same experience. You know, he never gets to see, I mean, rarely gets to see this sort of thing. And just taking him out and getting him out into the outdoors. And he's 16, so prying that cell phone from his hand is really tough. But once you get it, I mean, he really does connect with what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Another question, please feel free to pitch in any answer. How often do you come across kids who feel like that they are an outsider? And then once they get involved in this organization, they find other people feel they're outsiders too, but they have things in common, and then what happens? Anybody want to pitch in?
We have a young man who attended the Boys and Girls Club, and at school, he's always the in trouble one. He's in the special classes. And his mother actually came and spoke at our donor appreciation lunch and said what a change coming to the Boys and Girls Club has. That going back to that labels thing, we don't label him. So he makes friends and he can be himself. We guide him and make sure he's not in trouble. But you see a whole different side of these kids when they're out of those labels and being identified as one way.
Mm-hmm. I had a client. Go ahead.
That's why Boys to Men is really focused on this power of the group mentoring, so that the adult mentors can sort of sit back in a school circle or on a when we're circling up at a hike and say, sounds like you're dealing with some anger. Does anybody else struggle with anger? And all the hands go up around the circle, and you see the initial kids' shoulders just go down an inch and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reason I asked that question was I had Clyde Neville here 2 weeks ago. He heads up the former Lonesome Valley Playhouse, mm-hmm. which is now the Prescott Valley Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. And he allows any kid who wants to be involved in his show to yeah. have a role in the show. Yeah. And it's really amazing how many kids who are kind of withdrawn, maybe feel like an outsider, all of a sudden they get a chance to shine. And when they do that, they find other kids who felt the same way, and it becomes a shared experience. So, to close the show today, I want to give every person a chance to give us information on how they can contact you and your organization. Diane DeLong, North Star Youth Partnership.
Check us out on the web. Our address is northstaryouth.org. If you have any questions about our mentoring programs, my direct number is 928-708-7214.
Kristen Kearns, where is Gerald Shostak today?
I'm hoping he's in the club, but okay. He might be in a meeting. I'm not sure. But we can always be found at bgccaz.org, mm-hmm. or you can call our admin office at 928-776-8686 and ask for Gerald.
And Courtney, tell us about Launchpad, how to get in touch.
You can find us on the internet at www.thelaunchpadteencenter.org. Mm-hmm. You can call us at 928-632-2996.
Daniel Levin, how can we contact you at Arizona Children's Association?
Feel free to go online at arizonaschildren.org and look up the services that we provide in this area. There's contact numbers there. Feel free to give me a call at 928-925-0805.
And Justin Corbell or Juliana Goswick or Nancy Hanley or Bill Pat or Robin Layton, how can they contact you guys at Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters?
You have to send a raven. So you can give us a call at 928-778-5135, azbigs.org, or just come to the office. I love talking to people, and I'm the first office in our office.
And I'll be seeing you guys very shortly for the Bowl for Kids' Sake, won't I?
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Matthews, contact at Boys to Men Arizona.
BoysToMenAZ.org is our website, and if you're thinking about at all mentoring for Boys to Men, or you have a kid that you want to get involved, call Tom at 928-362-0276. And we have a special for the next 3 years. Anytime you call Tom, he'll take you out for coffee. So go ahead and do that, especially if you're going to be a mentor.
Does he know about that? Thank you, everyone, for coming in today for the warmest studio in northern Arizona. We have learned so much today and done so much good for opportunities, both for being one of these children who can be helped and for being a mentor in Yavapai County. So thanks to each and every one of you.
Thank you, DJ.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've got final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When it
it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, you know, the reason it got so warm in this studio, ironically, is because we had six of the coolest people in Yavapai County. Thank you so much to everyone who took part in National Mentoring Day today, National Mentoring Month talk today on Q&A. Hey, the Oscar nominations are out, and of all the thousands of actors in Southern California, the Academy appointed the one who can't pronounce the names of the nominees to do the announcements this morning. But overall, the most pleasant surprise for me was three Oscar nominations for Get Out, which came out in February and still qualified for three Oscar nominations. A really interesting movie that keeps you on the edge of your chair. So, speaking of movies, the Tuesday Night Classics continues tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley with the Paul Newman, Robert Redford, Robert Shaw classic, The Sting. It screens on the big screen at 7 o'clock for only $5. If you've never seen The Sting on the big screen, now is your big chance. Sad news about Neil Diamond having to announce his retirement from touring due to Parkinson's disease. He is 77, and when he appeared on the Today Show last year, he just didn't quite look like himself. At least now we know why. Now, speaking of Neil Diamond, the good side of that story is the Neil Diamond tribute show, Diamond Rocks, will play the Elks Theater this Friday evening. Stay tuned now for Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley with Marnie Yule. Join me again tomorrow at 3 with my guests Ben Hooper from Prescott Valley Economic Development, director Jim Pieduck, and actor Ron Bowen from the PCA's Lost in Yonkers, and Yavapai College AD Brad Clifford. That's Q&A tomorrow at 3 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.